from Block Club Chicago, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Seamus Toomey joins us, and let's talk about the sculpture walk connecting the Jefferson Park and Portage Park Business District. It's going to be unveiled Saturday. Seamus?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, this is going to be a sculpture park art walk. It's along Milwaukee Avenue. It's basically running from the Six Corners intersection all the way up to Foster. And it's not necessarily like a bike trail or a walking path. It's more of just walk the businesses up and down Milwaukee Avenue, and they've got sculptures sprinkled about throughout, 10 in total. They're all going to have plaques explaining who the artist is and a little bit about what you're looking at. There's also going to be trail markers for it, just to lead people on the way. You know, just a couple different things they're trying to accomplish is to get some word out about local artists, as well as get people walking up and down Milwaukee, checking out the stores, and really just kind of having a purpose as you go for a leisurely stroll. So, cool idea. 10 a.m. is the they're going to have a little ceremony to start it, and then they're going to do guided trips on like around noon and 2 o'clock. So there's going to be a lot going on, kind of a little party on Milwaukee Avenue and the Portage Park and Jefferson Park neighborhoods this weekend.
Starts at the Parkway Bank. Yeah, good for businesses there on North Milwaukee Avenue as well. Well, developers broke ground this week on the first phase of the mega development at the former U.S. Steel Southworks site. What are we hearing about this?
Yeah, this is, we've been talking a lot about this for a while as they went back and forth, and Illinois and Chicago lured this project to this Southworks site. They broke ground yesterday, the silver shovels and the throwing of the dirt and all that, impressive speeches, all of that. But the bottom line is they're going to eventually, they say, pump about $9 billion into this old vacant site, which used to be a steel mill, and it's really just been a sort of an eyesore on the community as they've tried to talk about just dozens of different things that could be there. It was going to be a golf course. It was going to be a concert venue. It was going to be a huge neighborhood. But right now, a big chunk of this 440-acre site is going to be these big quantum computing buildings. We'll spare you the explanation because I really can't give it. but, basically supercomputers that are tasked with solving just big problems, that could help agriculture, it could help energy, it could help the healthcare industry. So basically, you fire this thing up and try to get it to solve problems for us and employ a bunch of people along the way. So they're hoping it's going to draw a lot of talent to the South Side and to Chicago and a lot of investment. So this is part one of it. They've got other parts down the road. They're not building all $9 billion right now, but it is officially underway, so we'll keep tabs on that as well.
Quite a piece of land, 440 acres. And finally, we have the story of how Closed Loop Farms became a microgreens empire in Chicago.
Yeah, this is one of those stories of a guy who started something in his kitchen, and it's now really just taken off. Guy by the name of Adam Pollock. He started growing microgreens in his Logan Square apartment. Basically, these are kind of like baby plants that a lot of restaurants and home chefs use for a lot of times for garlish. It adds garnish. It adds a little bit of pop to it, vibrant flavors and colors, like edible flowers and that sort of stuff. So when you go to a fancy restaurant and something looks good and they've got more stuff on top of it that makes it look really fancy, that's usually what the microgreens and edible flowers are. So he started this. He's moved it to the plant, which is a big space in back of the yards. And now he's delivering to about 200 restaurants, 50 different homes. He's really making a great business out of it and employing a bunch of people. So good for Adam. He found a way to make tiny plants into a business.
Before you leave, Seamus, how's the Block Club silent auction? Tell us about it.
We've talked about the Block Club Block Party is this Saturday at Half Acre. Lots of things going on, but one of the things that you don't have to turn up for is the silent auction. It just went live this morning at partywithblockclub.org. bunch of things there, a lot of good deals. My favorite is the old payphone, like one of the old payphones you'd find at a bus stop. Someone dug it out of their basement, and they're auctioning off. So if you want this in your man cave or in your living room, good deals on that. But just tons of, you can go to plays, you can go to rent out a bowling alley, you get a photography session, a bunch of breweries, lots of fun things from Chicago businesses at partywithblockclub.org.
Love it. Thanks, Seamus. Have a good one.